Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we discuss the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and pleasure, man.
Thank you. We're on chapter 81 of the Quran, Surah At-Takwir. And let's take a look at verses 8 and 9. And let's listen to these few verses. We'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked,
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ
For what sin she was killed.
وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ
And when the pages are made public,
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ
And when the sky is stripped away.
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ
And when hellfire is set ablaze.
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ
And when paradise is brought near.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ
A soul will then know what it has brought with it.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ
So I swear by the retreating stars.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to a few verses from chapter 81 of the Quran. Now, on verse 8, there's an interesting detail. It says, And when the female infant, buried alive, is asked for what sin she was slain. So, she was an infant, so she was definitely innocent. But instead of asking the murderer, in this verse, it says that she, the person who has been murdered, is asked why she was slain. Is there anything special about that detail?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. You know how you ignore the existence of people you don't like? Person that murdered, whether it was the love, as we stated in the previous episode, or it was the girl that was buried alive, because she was a female. At the end of the day, it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not acknowledging their existence and asking them, why were you killed? And that really just, you know, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaming and criticizing and rebuking the murderer. So that could be one answer to it.
It's very interesting. That really just, so abhorrent.
That really just really pops up the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his infant child.
Who was killed, why?
He was killed, not only killed, he was killed thirsty. He was killed thirsty as well. An infant child that had no sin, that didn't do anything wrong to anyone. The only reason for his death was because he was the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That was the only reason he had an arrow, not any arrow, three-headed arrow, go through his neck while his father was holding him. Now, That's altogether just a catastrophe. Altogether, that's just musibah.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib. We're going to take a short break here, but we'll be back after the break to continue this discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 81. Brother Habib, on verse 10, it says, when the pages are spread. This is, again, the Day of Judgment. What pages are we talking about here?
We're talking about the scrolls, the scriptures that the angels have written down your deeds on. We talked about that before, right? That the angels are, you know, you have one on your right, one on your left. And they will write down every deed that you did. And it's not going to go away. These will be made public. Now, whatever I backbit about you, Hussein, whatever way I harass you, made fun of you, for example, beat you, the rest of the listeners will see on the Day of Judgment. Mm-hmm. Although I didn't do anything wrong to him. I love him so much. He's my brother.
Thank you. We'll find out.
We'll find out on the Day of Judgment. On that day, inshallah ta'ala, all of our deeds will be public. We'll see the true love that we have, the true bond that we have between each other.
And on the next verse, it says, and when heaven is laid bare, are we talking about heaven as in
sky,
paradise,
sky,
or
sky,
are we talking about skies?
Here, with Sama Kushitat, we're talking about the skies. I told you on that previous chapter, it's very hard to imagine what's going to happen to the skies. You know, we just see it like as something that can go beyond. What's going to happen to the sky?
It's
going to shatter. What's going to shatter? What's the meaning of the sky here in the verse? Is it the sky that we're seeing right here? I don't know.
Can you imagine that scene seriously? I mean,
Like how I tell you, like it's like there's this, you know, end to this universe, like this limit to the universe. Mm-hmm. It's not expanding and expanding and expanding, right? Because there's this question they asked Bill Nye in elementary school as well. They asked him, is the world expanding or does it go back again? He said that there are two theories, both of them are available, and that there's not a stop. We keep on going and going and going and going and going, and either we're going to come back. Mm-hmm. Right? Or we're going to keep on going and going and expanding.
Circle.
But maybe there's a limit. Mm-hmm. And that limit is the sky. And that sky will break. How?
We don't know, but what we know is it's going to be tremendous.
And we'll see,
that's
inshallah.
That's what we know. Inshallah, we will witness it, inshallah.
Out of fear, but we'll see.
And then verse 12 says, when hellfire is kindled. Now, this is interesting to me because it sounds like a stove that is off right now. And then they're going to turn it on later.
Now, see here, su'irat. Arabs don't say su'irat when there's no fire, then there comes fire. Arabs say su'irat when there's fire and the fire takes a blaze. Uh-huh. You know when you put benzene or gasoline or diesel on the fire and it just goes...
Oh, there's a burst and it gets intense.
And that means it's time to rumble.
It starts to roar.
Yeah.
And on verse 13 it says, and when the garden is brought near... Is heaven moving around?
No, it's not moving around. We have that, you know. We say that it's coming close. Like we're almost to our destination when we're walking or in the car. Oh, it's almost close. Mm-hmm. The thing is not almost close. We're almost close, right? So the same thing here.
It's an artistic way to
say. Yeah, it's an artistic way to say both of them. So both hell and heaven are getting ready, you know. It's the day, you know. We're getting ready. The special people for here and the special people for there. And, you know.
So... hell is kindled. The heaven is close to the people who are going to be residing there.
Yes.
It's quite a scene.
Yes.
Let's take a break and we'll be back because the next verse is quite fearsome. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 81 of the Quran. Verse 14 says, and it's about the Day of Judgment, each soul shall know what it has made ready. It's that time where everything is clear, there's nothing you can do about it, and there's no excuses, nothing.
Before going into the answer, or before going elaborating on this, I want the readers to understand this. Whenever they read the Quran, and you want to reflect on the Quran, always read the verses before and after. You could try to topicize every sect or every part of the chapter, and it gives you a better picture. So here, first of all, we started off with giving the scenario before the Day of Judgment, the start of the chapter, right? After that, we start to give the occurrences that are going to happen during that time. And then comes your reality. Then comes the time where you wake up. Something to ponder upon. The fact that every action that you do, the way that you treat yourself, the way that you treat your family, the way that you treat your friends, your neighbors, the way that you treat your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that you deal with your daily matters, your life, every action that you committed, whether be it good or whether be it bad, has become in front of you. It's in front of you. There's no more running away from it. The day has come where you will be either rewarded or punished for the actions that you have done. It's done. It's here. You're there now. There's no going back. You want to go back? You can't go back. Now it's either hell or heaven. That's something scary. That's something alarming. That's something that should cause us to be cautious. Whenever we do an action, we should think before doing an action. Why should we think before we do it? What should we think before doing this action or that action? We should think, is this action something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with? Or is this action something that will cause the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When thinking like that, I guarantee it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees it, that you will change the way that you commit some sins, the way that you, to some point it might even deny you from committing sins. The manner that you look in your life, the way that you treat people, the way that you look at the purpose of your life changes. All of you change. The entirety of yourself, the aspect of your body and soul changes. You will start to understand the meaning of priorities. You will start to understand whether this action is worth it or not. For example, I always like to bring up this example. I have the capability, for example, to harass people. If someone's annoying me, I could catch him, beat him up. Not the law can talk to me. Not anyone else can talk to me. There's one thing that can talk to me. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Day of Judgment, I could steal now and be happy with the money I have and the wealth that I have for a couple of years. But who says that I'm going to be happy on that day? Always pondering, always reflecting that there's going to be a Day of Judgment, that every action you do has consequences, is important. Every religion, whether you like it or not, they believe in the concept of consequence. And that is why we have the first topic that they talk about during depression, is that actions have consequences. Therefore, there is purpose to life. So I leave you on that note, and I hope that the listeners and myself as well, first of all, myself, then the listeners, we ponder more upon our actions and we ponder more upon of the reality that we're living in. We can deny it all we want, but it's a reality.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
So what we said in this program is that when the Day of Judgment comes, it's too late. All the strings that we could pull in the world, it means nothing on the Day of Judgment. And if we're going to do anything, it has to be here in this life. This is our chance to build our eternal afterlife. And however you think it, something temporary is never worth ruining something eternal. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always a delight talking to you. If you miss this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until the next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يبشر المؤمنين.